producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is off at an awards dinner for some organization or another. And so you got Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
And you can call in and talk about whatever you want, but I've held Ralph from New Jersey over to, he appeared to be leveling a accusation that we are experiencing white liberal guilt. And so I wanted to give him the opportunity to flesh that out for us.
Well, you know, you're talking about white liberal guilt as it currently exists in its present form in this country,
okay,
which is libertarianism, which is you, and I will give the other guy there, Richard, the benefit of the doubt, because I don't know him very well, okay? Not that I know you very well, but...
Can you
now,
define libertarianism for me? Because I'm afraid you don't know what it is. Can you define it for me?
Well, Bernie Sanders, that's what libertarianism is.
No, completely mistaken. No.
Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
Why?
I'm telling you.
He's independent libertarian, that's what he claimed to me.
No, he does not claim to be libertarian. He might claim to be a social libertarian, but he will definitely not claim to be a libertarian. A libertarian is a person that believes the government should leave you alone to live your life, that human beings working together in concert can solve problems.
Is Obama doing that?
No.
Now that we have this, in your opinion, is Obama a man of virtue?
Virtue? Because I don't know. I mean, I'd say no. Not particularly.
He's a politician.
Right.
That's pretty much, he couldn't be a man of virtue at the same time.
It's hard to say politician and virtue in the same sentence, other than sort of like politicians are generally devoid of virtue.
Yes, that works.
That's like the snake. Same thing, you know, Adam and Eve to eat the apple, right?
I'm pretty sure that didn't happen, but yeah, I mean, okay.
Do you believe in talking snakes, sir?
But, you know, at the heart of the matter with the white liberal girl, see, you have to deal with them before you can get to Obama. But,
okay,
you know, I'm not worried about that now because, you have Trump, who is making waves right now as he goes along.
He's still polling very high, but he's in New Hampshire and Iowa, the gap is closing.
The gap is closing with him and the other two.
That's Carson and Fiorina.
And Carson.
How does that make you feel? Let me ask you about Ralph. Do you like Ben Carson? Do you think he's a good candidate?
Didn't we talk about this, my friend, before? That I'm willing, when it comes to black, I'm willing to judge them by their character rather than by their complexion.
Okay? Good. That's good news.
But I haven't seen anything, you know, that this man Carson is a man of character, okay? You got a situation over there in Virginia. Clearly, that is a hate crime, okay? That is an act of bigotry. Blacks can be racist, too.
Which situation in Virginia? I'm not sure what we're talking about in Virginia.
This is the problem with white liberal guilt. You understand?
I don't know what we're talking about.
What happened in Virginia, bro?
A man who bet you and everyone else is a racist.
What happened in Virginia? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, you got this black animal who played a race card, number one, and also played a big...
Is this a poker player?
What did he do?
The reporter that was...
Right, okay, good.
Down.
All right, you found the...
Yes,
okay,
Florida.
Yes. Yep, there was a bad guy that shot a couple of people on TV. There's no doubt about it. There's been some other mass shootings.
Media, right. How come Obama didn't make a big deal out of that, as he did in Oregon? Because there's no political hay to be made out of that one. That's why. Okay? And the speaking of the war on police, is that...
Do you think Obama didn't go after that guy because he's black? That's he didn't condemn it because the perpetrator was black? Is that the claim?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
Could you be. Know, I don't know.
And the one in Oregon is really also, he can also be considered black. His mother was black. Okay.
His mother was black?
But,
okay.
You know,
I don't know. See, none of it matters to me. What matters to me is that the people are killing people.
Okay, so the issue with you is people killing people rather than guns, correct?
What? I'm sorry, people that killing people what? The guns?
The guns is not the issue with, as far as you're concerned.
I don't think that people having guns...
Right?
Right. I am not for taking people's guns away. I think that it's laughable.
Okay, thank you. Now you really establish yourself as not a white liberal girl. Now
okay.
You really establish yourself, finally. Finally.
Okay. Let me establish this, Ralph. Here's what my belief is.
He is white, it's true.
Well, I'm white-ish. I've got some Asian blood and some Ashkenazi Jewish blood.
You do?
Yes, so, but regardless, it doesn't really matter what my race is. Here's what my claim is, Ralph. My claim is that the United States government claiming that it's going to take people's guns away is absolutely ridiculous when they're dropping bombs on Doctors Without Borders hospitals in Afghanistan. They can't control guns any better than they can control their own smart bombs, which is to say they cannot control anything. It's what's funny is that the government can fail its way to success over and over again. This is an organization that fails constantly and then demands more power. Does that make sense?
That, it does make a lot of sense. But,
it does?
How do you explain the fact, this is part of the political agenda of this man, Obama, the war on police and, you know, constantly agitating about the issue of gun. Now, with regard to the war on the police, it's not just Obama, the white liberal, you can say, is, you know, alongside on that, and the Black Lives Matter, and the, you know, the criminal element in the ghetto is also on board with regard to that. Now, here's a story out of Baltimore, Maryland. Remember Baltimore, people? Remember,
yeah,
remember Baltimore?
The situation there, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. The only reason why there was $1 million settlement in the case is because they rioted. You know, and then this mayor, you know, like the stupid individual that she is telling us, we paid him off $1 million so we would not have any rioting. Now, remember now, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the same person who said, you know, allowed him a space to destroy. Meaning he take the direct, she take the direct order from Obama to allow the cop to not do anything while the animals are, you know, looting, burning, pillaging, and plundering the whole entire city.
It was the police doing their best to keep order that caused the riot in the first place because they murdered some people and that irritates folks. So going out and murdering more people might not actually result in the sort of peace that you might think it would.
Well, arrest is down and crime is up. That's the
crime is not up.
Police in America. That's
crime is down, bro. You've been watching too much Fox News.
So much for that one. Huh? You know, that's what you're going to get when you have the war on top in America.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Thank you. 855-450-3733.
Maybe we should have tried pushing one and seeing if it came out in English.
Ralph gets excited and he gets more difficult to understand him, but he certainly doesn't agree with us necessarily. He seems to be very, very against Barack Obama. And...
Well, who isn't these days?
His numbers are better than Bush's were at this time in his...
are Obama's numbers now?
I'd have to pull them up,
okay.
But it's worth doing. Let's go to Zach. Zach, we'll get him in just a moment. You can give us your thoughts here on the issue of police shootings in the United States. 855-450-3733. 855-453. You can call us on Skype, too. The username is lrn.fm. 855-450-free. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Yeah, we just got off the phone with Ralph, who was accusing us of having white liberal guilt and agreeing with Bernie Sanders. So You can call in and make whatever accusation, however specious and unfounded it might be. 855-450-FREE. I am heading out to Las Vegas for our very first remote broadcast from Sin City ever. It'll be at the end of this month at the beautiful D Hotel for the Bitcoin Investor Conference. You can get your tickets at bitcoinvestor.com. It's going to have, they have a great lineup of speakers, including Bitcoin Bell, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, Joseph Von Perling, Paul Pui, Tone Vase, excited to see Tone, again, Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Brian Sovereign, there's a few co-hosts there, former co-hosts at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It, again, the beautiful D Hotel, downtown Las Vegas. Get your tickets at bitcoininvestor.com. It's October the 29th and 30th, and it's the first event that we've ever had in Vegas. Bitcoininvestor.com.
Who's Bitcoin Bell?
It's Michelle Seven.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's always a delight to see her.
Say hi to Michelle for me. She rocks.
Indeed. Let's go to the phones. Zach calling in. Apparently about Ralph. Zach, you're listening on TuneIn Radio. Zach, can you hear me?
I don't know who Zach is.
Okay, it says Zach James. What's on your mind?
I said I'm Zach James. What's on my mind? You're emphasizing that the U.S. military using a smartphone to kill innocent people unintentionally is about as stupid as somebody erasing your worthyhood and humanity for having been a witness to a murder that was committed intentionally. And by the way, is it true that you gave that murderer a lift to the airport?
I'm not sure how this fits in, but if you want to talk about the crime that...
If you're not thinking, then, how it fits in is you seem to knock down the U.S. government's worthiness by emphasizing the worst thing that some people that work for the government
did this week.
But right. Did you get
in the same week,
the airport that you
James,
murder
in the same the week. I'll be happy to answer your question, but I want to show the difference.
Okay.
In the same week that they wish to take away your ability to possess a firearm, and I'm not sure whether you can with as many DUIs as you've had, but maybe you could possess
one,
a firearm.
One, by the way, Minister, since you mentioned it.
Looks
one,
like
but you're
four from what I've seen.
That you've, okay, are you calling me a liar? Because I know you are a liar.
I'm just saying that I'm
one.
Looking at facts, James, and we've looked online. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You say I have
can you
three.
Legally own
That's
a firearm?
Not true. No, I've fired two guns in my life. As you probably know from listening to Peace News Now, ironically, the two guns I fired in my life were 15 years apart, and the two people whose guns I fired had a mutual best friend in high school, as ironically as that is. But did you give a lift to the airport of some of you watched murder your fellow human being? I think the answer is yes, so you don't have to bother with. But my point is that since you extract from the particular and argue into the general, which is a logical fallacy. But anyway, Rich Paul, out of the 1,000 people that were killed by cops in a country of over 300 million people, in a country unlike the UK, there are 200 million arms in private possession in the United States of America, which makes our geographical spot on the map very unique. That's why cops sometimes turn into predators. And sometimes, I'm willing to guess, Rich, out of those thousands of people, the 1,000 people out of 300 million that were killed by cops, I'm going to guess a majority of them had it coming and put himself.
Why had it coming? That's very nice.
Rich?
Why
well,
is it that there's 10
I mean,
times the cops
rich?
Shoot 10 times as many people in the United States as they do in Canada? It's on the same
because
continent,
there's
isn't
200
it?
Million guns in the United States of America.
No, I meant
Canada,
I meant 10 times.
Right
I should have said 10 times as many.
Have to worry about
there's a
guns.
Five. There's 3,000 miles of border between us and Canada. If guns want to get
right.
across, that they
How
certainly
many
can.
Guns are north of Canada. How many
What's that?
Guns
many.
North of the United States of America.
There are many guns in Canada. They have lots
Any?
And lots of guns.
200
but gun...
million? No.
I don't...
20... What is the
they have a tenth of the population.
30 million? The population of Canada
I feel like
is 30
I'm
million.
Talking to somebody I just can't make any sense with. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, not even sure what this name is. Is it Diane in Nevada?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to call and let you know I was living in L.A. area, and on a Friday evening, we had guests over, and we weren't breaking the law. My next-door neighbor called because people were talking on my outside deck. So I pull up from McDonald's, and it's about 11 on a Friday night, and the cops said, everyone needs to go. And I'm like, we just have a few guests. There was like 20 people, all total, including, and I had a five-bedroom, three-bath house. So what they did is they spun me around, arrested me, and I told them three times, you don't have permission to enter my home without a warrant. And you said it two more times. And they walked in my house, just opened the door, walked in, tased my 19-year-old daughter, who was wearing a cocktail dress, in the throat from a distance of 4 feet. The guests were just, like, terrified and up against the wall. They were afraid to move. They were just horrified. They didn't know what was going on. And then they tried to charge my daughter with hitting a cop, which all four
as she fell?
Stories. Huh?
And like, as she fell?
Yeah, no. And then he tased her twice. She tased her again when she was on the ground.
Yeah.
Little kid. I mean, 19 years old. And she didn't hit anybody, and all four of the cops had different stories, and the cop that picked up the call, it wasn't even his call, he had a crush on my oldest daughter, and that's why he picked up the call. Then he stole her shoes from the booking room, so my 19-year-old almost went to prison for assaulting an officer because they lied. So we get a civil rights attorney. I have it recorded. He accidentally gave me a recording of him saying that I perjured myself. So it's proof that he's working for the police, and he's a civil rights cop. I mean, attorney. And then on top of that, I had to appeal it myself because the federal courthouse, you wouldn't get, this is such a racket. They would not let us leave on a Friday night. They said, we're gonna be here till maybe 1-2 in the morning, but we're gonna have you sign. So it was like they wanted me to sign $20,000. The cops tried to kill me. They took the bolts out of the hood of my car. My hood flew up on the bridge.
What the heck?
They stole my van. No, this is no joke. They think this is funny. The cops in LA area think this is a big effing joke, and it's not funny. And
there are a lot of complaints against LA police. There's no doubt about it. Was this Los Angeles Police Department?
Yeah. Well, actually, the new sheriff.
So LA County?
McDonald? Yeah, McDonald, that used to be in Long Beach. It's his crew. And he hires gang members, Eastside Longos.
Diane, I appreciate the call. Let us know if anything changes in the case. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I kind of feel like America doesn't feel protected and served. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Rich Paul.
Yep, you can beat us up as we have been beaten up so terribly this evening.
Ooh, beat me, baby. You know that's how I like it.
Apparently, just having the opinion that there is a, that things, Americans' attitude towards law enforcement is changing here in the near future, in the recent past, is a problem. I'm surprised at that. Let's go to the phones. Socrates is on the line, calling in from New Hampshire. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, want to switch, change gears here really quick to a conversation conversation you had with my fiance on Facebook. It goes to the question on, does the non-aggression principle extend to other beings that aren't human?
I wonder about this myself. This is a question that comes up in libertarian circles now and then. And the question is that the non-aggression principle, which is the idea that you should not use force against someone who hasn't used it against you. And force can take the form of force, fraud, things like that. So that's oftentimes people will equate that to, well, what about eating meat? You have animals out there that have done nothing to you in order to eat meat, you must kill them. So, or at least be involved in the killing. You purchase their flesh in many cases. So what do you think, Socrates?
Well, I was going to ask you.
Okay.
I have my own kind of personal understanding of animals and how close they are, how similar they are to humans and how much humanity they can express. But it's very, very simple. You raise mammals, right? You raise pigs and cows?
Yep, I raise pigs. Yeah.
Now, do you get to know your pigs and cows well? Do you name them?
Just pigs. Yes, okay. They have names. Every one of them has a name. Yep.
You name them after senators, don't you?
Senators. This year's it's presidents and first ladies. Jack, you know, this way it gives Jack. We're homeschooling, and it gives him some idea of who we're dealing with here. It gives him a touchstone when he hears about a particular politician. He thinks,
so it's not like a human name; it's a politician.
Go ahead, Socrates.
No, it's all right. So my question was why do you name them if they don't have any distinct personality? If every pig.
Oh, they have distinct personalities. I would not claim that they did not.
Okay, so my question is to you: is do you ever see pigs that express any human traits?
Sure, they express human traits all the time. Humans are animals, and pigs are very much like humans in many ways. Animals have personalities. Any dog owner, anybody who's owned more than one dog, will tell you that dogs have different personalities.
They have a really hard time with calculus, though.
So my question is, because it's not a cow and because it's not a chicken, who you could raise them and get their milk or get their eggs without doing them harm, the only purpose of raising pigs is to slaughter them. So my question is, what gives you the right to slaughter pigs?
Yeah, I think that ultimately it comes down to a question that you ask. You know, what is, because to me, I believe that life is consumption. Ultimately, in order to live, I must displace animals. We built our house, and there were things that lived in the ground and around where that was. So I stole their property in order to build a house. We have a garden, and we grow vegetables in that garden. And, you know, there are things that get in there that must be eliminated. So we've killed a whole bunch of leeches and a whole bunch of Japanese beetles and, you know, quite a few gophers and a variety of things like that. One thing that is never mentioned by plant eaters is that, you know, there's a lot of animals that have to die for the production of your plants. When that tractor is driven across the ground to, you know, say deal with the corn or the lettuce or whatever it is, it's crushing things.
Flour is murder, man. Flour is murder.
If I may, the only reason I interject and counter to this argument, I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a pescatarian. I eat all seafood. So I kind of draw a line where I say, when you see animals that have human traits in terms of being able to have traits that only humans could possess in terms of being able to emotionally connect, like, for example, horses, dogs, cats, cows, I've all seen them single-handedly being able to emotionally connect on, like, a subconscious level where, like, you know, they'll remember who you are. They'll feel, like, an obligation to take care of you. They'll feel an obligation to, like, look after their young. These types of things. Well, you don't see those with beetles. You don't see that with fish. You don't see that with these other animals.
Excellent. I got where you're coming from on that one. I think that's it's a fine argument. You know, and I'm willing to take them as they come when it comes to these debates. Some people will draw their lines at a central nervous system, a spinal column. You know, everybody's got their line. For me, the line is the types of animals that have been scientifically tested to be able to see themselves, to recognize themselves in the mirror. So if you put a mirror up to a dog, oftentimes they will bark at it, or they'll come to the point that they just cease paying attention to that particular dog in that behind that glass. But they don't understand that that is them in the mirror, generally. This is my understanding, as according to science, as the way that they test these things. Whereas
so
a chimpanzee,
would you eat a dog?
I would have no problem eating a dog.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't go out and prepare one, but if somebody prepared one for me, I'd give it a try.
So you like dog, but only if it's properly cooked.
But chimpanzees can definitely, elephants.
Standard. Most people have that double standard. But they're like, oh, how dare you? It's disgusting. You're eating horse meat or dog meat? It's like, I don't understand the difference between eating cow meat and dog meat and horse meat.
I don't see one.
You eat mammals.
Yeah, I don't see one there. But let me give my rebuttal. So pigs don't see the future. the way that humans see the future. Pigs don't think about their mortality in the way that humans think about their mortality. You know, you and I know that one day we will die, assuming that science doesn't jump to the point that we have indefinitely extended our lives. But we at least have a reasonable idea that death is around the corner. Pigs understand pain, and they may understand that they don't wish to be sort of contained or held or something like that, but they don't know about the future. So what they're concerned with, you know, as evidenced by the diet and the things they prefer to eat, they apparently don't understand the future. But, you know, they just go about each day as it as life presents it to them. So if they end their lives quickly, then they never even knew it was coming. In the case of my pigs, I make sure that they are slaughtered right there at the farm by somebody who's very good at it while I'm standing there. And I can tell you, we dispatched Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, and Rand Paul last year, and those pigs dropped like a sack of potatoes when they were shot right between the eyes, and then, you know, they were in heaven before the knife even touched their throat, and then they, you know, were completely bled out in 2 minutes. So I'd say that that is about as humane as a way to go as possible, especially for an animal that doesn't even know that they're going to go one day.
Okay, I do see a difference, at least in my experience. Most of the animals, when they're growing up in any type of farm, they, even chickens, like, right, even though house people think chickens are retarded and really stupid.
No, they are.
But they know when they're going to get slaughtered. Like, when the guy comes by and picks up one chicken every single week, like, the other chickens tend to react in a very, very, like, prepared fashion, and then go back to normal once they pick their chicken and go away. My rebuttal to you is that if you see a fear, and at least when I see cows, I can't give you pigs, but when I see fear in a cow's eye before it's hung upside down and its neck, you know, its throat slit, I kind of feel like...
Isn't that just halal? I just want to stop you right there. Well, I'll let you finish it about the fear in their eyes, and I'll even hold you over here. But generally, when animals are held upside down and their throats are slit without them being dead, isn't that some kind of religious way of preparing animals? I don't think that's the normal way. I think that an animal has to be killed before it's bled out here in the United States. I'll let you address that here in just 1 second, Socrates.
Sure.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We were just talking about the non-aggression principle. That's the libertarian mantra, as it were. The notion that you shouldn't aggress against someone. And that means to use force against them if they haven't used force against you. And it's, you know, most people can really, you know, sort of get it pretty quickly. It's a axiom that really works for them. And we ascribe to it here on the show and think it's a pretty great way to conduct your lives. But how does it relate to animals? I want to address that here in a second. But first I want to tell you about James versus the New World Order, the new graphic novel put out by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root. It's the first of what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series about James Cantrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, as he deals with a bizarre occult army calling itself the Trust that invaded his sleepy little mountain town. Sometimes, those without dreams are best suited to handle the nightmare. It's an action comedy graphic novel, and I'm excited to see it. You can go pre-order at jamesversusthenewworldorder.com. That's jamesversusthenewworldorder.com. It's a pre-order situation. They're trying to raise the money to be able to handle artwork, coloring, production, distribution. See their proposal over at jamesversusthenewworldorder.com. I like fiction as a way to spread the ideas of liberty because I believe that you can sort of slide it under the radar. You know, people want to hear a good story. They may not know the ideas of liberty. This is a great way to show them how it works. James vs. TheNewWorldOrder.com. So the questions on the table is, and I'm a farmer. I raise pigs, and I raise them. And my attempt is to raise them the best that they possibly can be with their well-being at heart. I haven't seen too many farmers that raise their animals any differently. Admittedly, I haven't been on, you know, I don't visit a new farm every day or anything, but I've been on, you know, a dozen farms, had a chance to see what they do. Some of them do things that I wouldn't, the way I wouldn't do them. Some of them, you know, I've learned from and have, you know, changed my methods. I'm not a great big farmer. I don't run a big operation. I've got 20 pigs at the house and Some of them will be going back, their breeder stock, and they'll be going back to another farm for the winter, because I basically run a summer camp for pigs. But the ones that stay, I believe it's going to be 11 of them, are going to go to heaven and provide bacon and ham and ground pork to people, and hopefully it will be as good as it has been in the past.
Heaven.
What people... I've been assured by the butcher that every one of my animals goes to heaven.
Well, I'll tell you, we can send in somebody from the Church of the Invisible Hand to help them along their way for a small fee.
There you go. Buying indulgences for my pigs?
Yes, yes.
They've always been very good pigs, so they don't need your indulgences. Nonetheless...
But indulge me.
What do you think, Rich Paul? How does the non-aggression principle apply to animals?
Well...
Or does it?
I do not believe that it does apply to animals, or I do not believe that it should be necessarily applied to animals at this time. And the reason is because there are a lot of humans right now who are dying of poverty. And until we've gotten the humans squared away, I'm not going to worry about the pigs. Now, if I'm in a situation where I have to deal with pigs, like I'm a pig farmer, then obviously I'm going to be as kind to them as possible and as nice to them as possible. But I'm in it as a for-profit business. But I believe that the rights of animals are subordinate to those of mankind. That said, I was in jail with a guy who was in there for diddling his dog, and
oh my,
from my point of view, if he can kill it and eat it for dinner, he can diddle it.
But it's disturbing nonetheless.
But it's disturbing. It creeped me out nonetheless. And certainly my reaction would have been very different if he'd been tried to get cozy with my dog. Okay? Because that's not his dog. That's my dog. And the thing is, so I do consider animals to have more or less the status of property. But one thing that you have to keep in mind with pets is that this may be property that is very dear to somebody, and
yes,
he may take a terribly dim view of it if you damage that particular piece of his property.
Yeah.
And so
many times,
beware.
Yeah, many times when you're dealing in my town, the single biggest complaint from a legal standpoint is, that guy's dog got out and killed my chickens or did something on my farm and disturbed me in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll just be complaining that that's what occurred because, those chickens, when that dog gets in and kills all 20 of your chickens, you're going to be pretty upset too. Well, sometimes that guy shoots that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a highly emotionally charged situation. There's no doubt about it. People love their animals.
Mm.
And I love my pigs. The way that these animals, I tell people over and over again, I don't sell pork. I sell, or pigs for that matter. I sell love and respect, because that's how these animals are treated. They've all got names. They're all treated as though they're whole and complete human, or they're whole and complete beings. Mm-hmm. But I understand what their downfalls are. I get that they don't see the future. And that's one of the reasons I'm able to sort of make a deal with them. Hey, mm-hmm. life is going to be really, really great for about 8 months. And then there's going to be one bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And that bad day is going to be as best as I possibly can make it for you. But that's how that's going to work. And, some people want organically sourced animals. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's bad. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. I have my pigs because I want to see that my food has been taken good care of. Like, I'm concerned about its well-being. And the other reason is that I abhor waste. 40% of our food, some of the numbers out there, it's difficult to know what numbers are and how good they are. But some of our numbers are that 40% of human food goes to waste. Now, I don't, we do some composting at the house, but I prefer my compost to have been run through a pig first. And that's really good for the land. And you know, it's a nice way to take care of bread that has gone past its best by date, and milk, and these sorts of things. Things that are quite perishable. Pigs love. Yeah, well, they get a lot of vegetation and these sorts of things that come from farms, but it's a good way to get rid of it. I will say that something doesn't have rights unless it can sort of claim them,
mm-hmm.
and can respect those rights in others.
That's my other thing about animal rights, is animals will not respect your rights, and I don't respect the rights of a human who doesn't respect my rights either. So,
yeah, and it's a blanket statement, right? Like, many people are eating pork chops and hamburgers from animals that they don't know for certain would have aggressed against them. But yeah, I mean, you know, animals, you know, they don't look at the. It's pretty obvious from a certain amount of observation that they're not looking at the world in the same way. And if somebody can't reciprocate the non-aggression principle to me, because the vast majority of humans I come in contact with, they look like people that generally are not aggressing against other people. They operate in their day-to-day life that way.
One of the nice things about the non-aggression principle is just about everybody lives by it most of the time without even knowing they're doing it, because it's kind of the natural thing to do. Don't hurt people. Don't take their stuff.
Yeah, that's what the non-aggression principle is all about, and I just don't see it as relating to animals, because you know, they live in what they call what the founders the Enlightenment thinkers called a state of nature. Mm. Now let's consider
that was specifically John Locke.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in every farm, but I can tell you at my farm things are better than living out in the wild. The you know, deer come down to eat my apples, the fallen apples during March, because they're starving to death. Because life out in a state of nature is you know, the very edge of starvation. Mm-hmm. You know, the land will support as many animals as don't die of starvation, especially when you're talking about animals like deer and that sort of thing. So, you know, an animal in a state of nature is not going to have the really great life where you get a donut every day and belly rubs and all the good things that they get at Edgewood Farms.
You know, got to take some pictures of yourself giving donuts to the pigs. Those would make great memes.
I actually have one of me riding a sow in the Amplifier group. You can, if you join up for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, you can see me on top of Dirty Red. Check it out. In the meantime, we've got Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.